On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ireland versus Portugal last night was something special. Nobody expected this.
Nobody?
I think I did say a 2-0 prediction with Ronaldo being sent off. I think I did say that yesterday.
Spot on, mate. You're unbelievable.
Leveling. In around the back. Scales with the Troy Parrott. Lift off at the Aviva Stadium. That is a massive, massive goal.
23 years old, Rory. You do that.
What a hero.
You do that. And then you go, you know what? I'll do it again.
Parrott shifts it. Gets his shot away! Troy Parrott on the double! And talk about the cat amongst the pigeons. This is dreamland for Ireland.
Katie Jane, what did it say on the front of the Star this morning?
Sick as two parrots?
Sick as a parrot.
I love it.
The Irish crowd last night, they were waiting for a result like this. I think it's been over a decade since I've seen that kind of reaction. Absolutely electric last night at the end of the game. And tell everybody what we need to do now, Rory.
Well, we need to beat Hungary on Sunday, 2 o'clock kickoff, to guarantee a place in the playoff. There will be 16 teams in that playoff, and that will be reduced to 4.
Okay.
Who will qualify for the World Cup. If Ireland win by, I think, 4 goals and Portugal lose to Armenia, then we'll qualify as group winners.
That could happen.
It
won't.
Could. Well, we didn't think we were going to win last night.
Positivity.
You're right, Katie Jane. I love that. What was beautiful about last night is, even though he got sent off for a bit of elbowing, the amount of Cork kids that were travelling up to see Ronaldo in the flesh for the first time, they were calling into Kerry yesterday.
Hi, my name is Alex Redman, and I'm going to the Ireland versus Portugal game. I'm travelling all the way from Cove to Dublin, and I want to see my biggest idol, Cristiano Ronaldo.
I wonder, did Alex sleep in the car all the way down last night?
He wasn't.
Not a hope.
Heading up to the Aviva now, my mum and dad, Helen and Steve. It's been my dreams to see Ronaldo in person, and now it's coming true. Come on, Ireland.
Come on, Ireland.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Doty.
Love it.
Baby.
Crynaldo, as they're calling him. Did you see that interview with this lad at the end of the game?
Absolutely fantastic. Come on, and to see Ronaldo getting sent off, I was joking with my mates beforehand, saying, like, if he got sent off, like, we'd be in heaven. We're in paradise tonight. 2-0. Get up there.
Get up there, is right.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God. No, we can't get ahead of ourselves and say we're going to win the World Cup, all right? Okay.
But we will.
But we're going to win the World Cup.
It's in the bag.
It's literally. Oh, my God. There won't be a Sunday roast eaten at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Can I give a shout out?
Do it, my friend.
I'd like to have thoughts and prayers with Kenneth Hickey and Chris Shadow White on their way to Budapest at the moment.
They booked this a long time ago, you were saying.
Yeah.
Clever people.
Yeah. I don't think they thought that this would be the case.
I'd imagine a lot of people would be scrambling for flights and tickets to go out there on Sunday.
Budapest will be green on Sunday.
It will.
Casey!
Hello!
Don't mind the Christmas songs. You played Jackie Charlton, put him under pressure. Against Portugal, Ronaldo sent off.
Don't mind the Christmas songs.
I love that commentary.
That is Oren. I love that, Oren. Thank Oren. You so much. I'm a Celebrities All on Sunday. You looking forward to it, gang?
I am.
Oh yeah.
Really good lineup this year. I want to get you. You know, you're going to need your Aussie slang for this one. Okay, so let's see if you know your Aussie slang. Can you tell me? You're going to hear all these words and phrases. You know, what is akadeka? Akadeka, mate. Or was that a bit of akadeka?
Not
AC/DC.
It is AC/DC.
How did you get that?
It's what the Aussies call AC/DC.
Really?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Listen, mate.
Well, they were playing in Melbourne, weren't they?
Yeah. How many ankle biters have you got, mate?
Ankle biters.
Have you got any ankle biters, Katie Jones?
Is that shoes? No. Is that shoes?
No, it's not shoes, mate.
I said it was cropped jeans.
What's an ankle biter, mate?
Snake.
No, mate, it's a child.
Close enough.
What's a bloody oath? Oh, me bloody oath, mate.
Your honour, isn't it?
It is, yes or true. You're right, mate. Yeah, bloody oath. Can you tell me, what is a booze bus? Kelly?
You're struggling with that one.
Trying to say both your names
a
at the same
booze
time.
Booze bus.
Yeah, mate. I'll say you might have ended up on one of these a few times.
It's an ambulance.
I was just going to say it's hardly an ambulance.
It's a police vehicle used to catch, you know, take people off the street.
Mm. To capture drunks.
What's a galah?
Galah.
A flyman galah.
Basically.
A flyman galah?
A flyman galah.
I hear it, but I don't know what it is.
It's when the breakfast show has a reputation for not being particularly bright. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we are flyman galahs, yeah.
Flyman galahs.
A silly goose.
I'm a Celebrity is back this weekend. We'll keep an eye on it right across next week for you. Morning, guys. Red FM
Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork.
It's riddle time, baby.
Yes, riddle it just a little bit. I want to hear you riddle it just a little bit of the crime.
Friday morning, riddle time. Here's the crew. It is Kelly versus Rory versus Katie Jane. Riddle number one. Get ready to pounce in.
What do you do? How do you pounce?
Pounce on WhatsApp. 0868104106. If the crew don't know,
shout your name.
You steal the show. Oh, I'm a poet and I didn't know.
Do we have to say our name?
Shout your name. Shout your name and you know the answer. What has keys but can't open doors?
KJ. Kelly.
Oh, that was. Hold on a second. Hold on.
As KJ got in there first.
No, I think you did.
I think it was a jinx, so it should go to me.
Okay, Kelly and KJ on the count of three say the answer. One, two, three.
Piano.
Kelly was third.
It's a half point each.
Kelly's not getting anything.
Hello, yet again, welcome to the bitchiest.
It's just the anger.
Kelly was the last person to buzz in. KJ was first and I was second.
No, I think you were.
You're very high pitched, Rory.
Kelly gets nothing.
That's your
you
job,
lose, sir.
Hot credit to all of the riddles.
Riddle number two. What is always in front of you but cannot be seen?
Roar.
Yeah?
Your future.
Whoa.
Very good.
Okay.
Redeemed.
Yeah, I knew it. He just gets in very fast with the name.
Very fast. Mm-hmm. What is an eye but cannot see?
KJ.
KJ.
Roar.
KJ first.
Come on.
Yeah?
A needle.
Nice, KJ.
Up the kingdom.
A million. Up the kingdom is right.
What two things can you never eat for breakfast? What two things can
Roar.
You never eat? Rory?
Your lunch and dinner.
This is Roar. Good man.
Fabulous. Stuff.
What's anyone keeping an eye on the score, by the way?
Yeah, I'm winning.
No, it's a draw between me and you.
You know, you're on two each and Kelly's on 1 point. Okay.
You got a half point.
What word is the same upside down and backwards?
Kelly?
Yeah?
Noon?
Yes!
Very good.
Come on, Kelsters.
Nice, Kel.
All right, it's two plays two.
No, it's 2 plays, 1.5 plays, 1.5.
They got a point each, Rory.
They got it. You said a half a point.
Let it go.
No.
What is the end of everything? What is the end of everything?
Roar.
Yeah?
Thing.
Kelly.
Kelly.
G?
Yes.
You helped me with that.
Because
you kind of half had it.
Literally walked
no,
her into
you don't
it.
Get a point.
This is Riddle Wars. 3 plays 2 plays 2. What goes up and down but remains in the same place?
Kelly, I know
Roar.
This.
Go on.
Stairs.
Is correct.
That's very good.
I was going to say your blood pressure.
Kelly's on fire.
Is she?
Your blood pressure.
Remove the outside. Okay, you ready? Remove the outside. Cook the inside. Eat the outside. And throw away the inside. What am I?
I'm lost.
Remove the outside. Cook the inside. Eat the outside. And throw away the inside. What am I?
Oh, Katie?
Yeah?
Is it a chicken?
It's
Kelly. Kelly.
It's not a chicken.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Spare ribs.
It's not. Rory, final call. Anyone on WhatsApp, please?
Remove the outside.
Okay. Remove the outside, cook the inside, eat the outside, throw away the inside. What is it? What am I?
Pot noodle.
It's not pot noodle. Sean is the first person in. Corn in the cob. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
The winner, ladies and gentlemen, of Riddle Wars. Not only did Ireland beat Portugal, but Kelly beat everyone in Riddle Wars. And now that is impressive. There's no need for the two-finger salute. Just be gracious in your win.
I'm not accepting this.
Rory is beaten.
You're far too competitive, Sean. You really are. If we're going to qualify for the World Cup, this is what needs to happen.
If we win, we more than likely finish second because Portugal will beat Armenia and we get a playoff. The only way we'll top the group is if we win against Hungary and Portugal lose to Armenia.
Okay.
I love when, like, this is complicating enough.
Okay.
Lads kind of tend to go, I don't know what you mean, all the time, like that. I don't, what are you talking about? I don't know what you mean. And then they know all this.
Yeah.
So if Ireland beat by this many and then Portugal lose to Armenia, then we top the group.
So we win by two goals. Portugal lose to Armenia, that's not going to happen. We automatically qualify. Now, that would be a miracle. But things happen. Strange things happen.
And it could happen. Do we have to top the group?
We don't have to. If we come second and we get into the playoffs.
And can we come second if we just win?
If we just win.
Grand.
So just a win.
That'll do.
That'll do nicely.
Yeah.
One goal.
Don't need to overcomplicate.
I know, yeah. But still, it'll be nice to get the automatic qualification, not have to go to the playoffs.
True.
You know.
True. Oh, right. Is that what happens
then
after that?
That's what happens then. But anyway, we'll have the crowd were amazing last night. It was wild. And they really deserved it. They deserved a performance like that and a game like that last night. But I really do love the 3 bucks left. This is Stephen from 3 bucks.
AI is getting out of hand. It's just after creating a full match where Ireland beat one of the best teams in the world 2-0 with Troy of the Rovers Parrott scoring a brace, then getting man of the match. Then it got really ridiculous when Crinaldo got sent off in the 60th minute, throwing a tantrum in tears. Now, I'm not the biggest soccer fan in the world, but if that was to happen, I'd have to say credit given where credit was due. Sure, if we can send a turkey to the Eurovision, we can send a parrot to the World Cup.
Yes!
Hey.
What about Finn Walsh as well?
His reaction is fantastic.
Well, lads, listen. You're telling me there's a chance. There's a chance we could go in to a World Cup. Now, I'm not a massive fan of soccer, lads, but what I witnessed below there was pure majestic. I was below, lads, Irish cannon through the channels. I was just said I'd keep an eye. I didn't want to get invested, lads. I didn't want to get my heart broken again. So I was just scanning through, I go and check the score, go away again, come back, go away, come back. Well, I arrived back for the first call and I said, whoa, settle yourselves. Jesus Christ, it's already 8. But lads, I tell you one thing, when that second goal hit the back of the net, I let a roar out of me that sent the two cats up the curtain.
He's fantastic.
His mother and father are John Kenny and Pat Short. There's no doubt about it. John Kenny and Pat Short had a child and that's him.
Oh, he'd love that.
He's got a bit of a dilemma going on here at the moment, Katie Jane.
What's that?
So Corkman's tonight, yeah?
Yeah.
They're launching the Christmas with a little parade.
Right.
And I've got little Ellie here on the line. Hello, Ellie. Hi.
Guys, can you please play Christmas songs? All I Want for Christmas. Because it's the start of Christmas today, with Christmas, and we're putting up our decorations today.
Okay.
Pretty please.
Like, I mean, come on.
My name's Ellie.
It's little Ellie. It's little Ellie. She's putting up a tree.
We have no choice.
Surely I can.
Yeah.
But see, here's the dilemma.
Yeah.
See, Kira's going to flake me with a hurley if I play All I Want for Christmas before she does.
So...
Oh, you're saying I deserve a good flaking? Okay, I need to go and consult with the boss about this, Ellie. I know you're putting up your tree right now, and I know you're demanding the song.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, to give you a little teaser, can I play you this again? All right.
What's that?
It's Mariah Carey. Except the problem with Mariah Carey at the moment is it's Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas, but she needs to sneeze.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Leave it with me, Ellie. I'm going to do my best to get something off you very, very soon. Right, Dave, are you ready to win a grand, Dave?
I certainly am. I'll give
good
it a go
man
anyway.
Yourself. Did you watch the game last night?
I did. Top of the world after it.
Oh my God.
Couldn't believe it.
Everyone is just buzzing this morning. Everyone's in great form. Tell me the truth. What did you expect the score to be last night? Be honest.
Certainly not bad anyway.
12-0?
maybe not that bad.
Yeah.
Maybe 3-0 for
3-0, yeah, I know. I was expecting a hiding last night. I was like, there's no way they're going to do a performance like that again. And they did, and even better. So anyway, let's get you a grand. A grand to get you to Hungary on Sunday, wouldn't it?
Would it? Yeah.
Let's play in 3-2-1.
Who did Ireland beat last night in the Aviva, Dave?
Portugal.
Paul Mescal made his acting debut on what TV drama?
Normal People.
Can you tell me what Cork singer is known as the Band and Beyonce?
Lyra.
Four. Quest, what fictional land is Peter Pan from?
Neverland.
Number five. What country owns the island of Tenerife?
Spain.
Question six. What is the second most watched sport in the world? Ooh, tricky one. It's big in the UK, not huge here, but we have one in Cork.
There'd be an insect in it.
What did you say there?
Cricket.
Question number seven. Who is the Galway United soccer manager? JC. That's the initials. First name John. Second name Caulfield.
John Caulfield.
The Burj Khalifa is in which city?
Dubai.
What is the square root of 64? The square root of 64 is?
8.
And question number 10, we're out of time.
I did all I could
for you, buddy. All I could. I'm so sorry.
All the help you got.
I know.
You did very well. Fair play to you.
We got to question number 9. Would you have known this answer? Malachy McCourt is a character from what Irish film?
No, I wouldn't.
Angela's Ashes. Yeah, Angela's Ashes.
I feel a bit better now.
All right. It's a 50 euro voucher from Easy Living Interiors, and it's you sitting in front of the telly and not going to Hungary. I'm very sorry.
But it'll be better at home.
It will. It might
too
be.
Packed, too packed.
Too busy in Hungary.
Yeah, too busy.
Stay at home.
Yeah.
You're starving at home. Right. Have a beautiful weekend, Dave, and we'll talk to you another morning, I hope, okay?
Thanks a million, guys.
Cheers, buddy. Well done.
God, look, Casey, mother of son, and champ, I crashed the brand. You're far at your half me, pony.
I mean, there's a lot of love, and there's a whole lot of hate coming in for me.
There's no in between. It's fascinating.
Here's Sarah McGarry.
Go on, Casey. I'm actually tearing up. Love hearing Christmas songs. Woo!
Sarah McGarry is from sarahmcgarry.ie. She's a beauty and cosmetic specialist, which is perfect for me because I'm going to need someone to cover up the black eye I'm going to get from Kira.
Be grand. It was so worth it. It was so worth it.
Look. It's Corkmas later on. We're launching it in the city centre. Hopefully all going to plan. I know the weather warning is in place. We will monitor it during the day, but I hope to God everything's going to be okay. But if you're heading in, we're still expecting a massive crowd to be in the city centre a little bit later on. Okay?
Yeah, keep the spirits high.
Yeah, a lot of love, a lot of hate. I'm going to Radio 1.
That was my favourite as well.
Hey, if you want
to gone off.
If you want to go to Cork's number 2 breakfast show, I mean, off with you, buddy. I mean, it's totally your choice.
There's nothing we can do about it.
It's even that message, he sounds like he's slamming the door behind him. Come back to us, buddy. It's only a song.
All right, whatever. It's great.
Oh, my God.
It was totally worth it to know how happy Ellie would have been.
Do you know, she's putting up her little tree this morning, and it would have added to her little joy.
Yeah.
And also it added to my joy.
Drilled in around the back, Scales with the header in! Troy Parrott! Lift off at the Aviva Stadium, that is a massive, massive goal!
I mean, could it have been a busier and better morning to have
wonderful day.
All of that from last night from the Irish team, and then we're heading into the weekend
I'm
on a Friday.
I'm bait.
Have a beautiful day today. Watch out for that weather warning. Thank you so much for being with us all week. We've got the show tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. It's the Red FM Breakfast Show Rewind. And Neil Prendeville, my brother, in his motor car, is on in the way.
Let's go.
With McDonald's, enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to the 20-minute morning show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Red
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.